Today the sun rises, and as it sets in the sky and the birds fly and your day gets started, I want you to just take a deep breath, and then when you exhale, say thank you. It's so imperative that you understand that every second you get to live out your life, it's precious and it's not long lasting. Usually I say something I learned from someone who passed, just, you know, an older guy that just was so routine with going to have a drink. He used to say, I'm not here for a long time. I'm just here for a good time. He died a few weeks later after he told me that. Mind you, our relationship was very simple. Just a simple hi. He'd buy me a drink, and then he'd keep it moving. I don't know if he realized how much that meant to me. Just easily exist around him was pretty nice. Pretty cool guy. Nonetheless, I want to remind everyone that is so blessed to come to the Andrea Show. It used to be Dream Makeup, but if we're not progressing, then what are you doing, right? I want to remind everyone that life is too short and that you gotta learn to understand that the pain, the suffering, the fear, the death, the births, the non-births, the pronouns, the rainbows, the lava flowing, volcano eruptions, all of it, tsunamis, every single thing on this earth is a blessing because you get to live through it. You get to see it. I mean, just imagine a life without things happening, just existing. Something floating, objects, something like that in the sky, just existing. It's just not enough. The fact that we get to live every day through these experiences, whether good or bad, it's just really profound. But the most important thing, I think, outside of that is to be able to experience these things happening, quote unquote, with others. Even if you hate someone, just to feel something, right? It's just kind of amazing. So I wanted to start off with the day with appreciation for all things. Yesterday in Connecticut, I was driving in a pretty quote-unquote safe town, right? A town I'm actually trying to move into if I could get another real estate deal somewhere. Anyway, I was driving to a house to show, and a guy I cut off, I'll admit, because the road intersected, right? So if I didn't get over, I would have to go through a whole loop and, you know, trial and tribulation on the road that I didn't want to go through. So I had enough room. I went through. Mind you, no one in Connecticut uses their blinker. So I was just doing, you know, what I needed to do. Well, the guy behind me was very upset and decided to go in the lane next to me, go around me, if you will, and onto where the car is supposed to be going the opposite direction, which was very dangerous, by the way. But he could care. He was angry. He was angry. I had the audacity to cut him, right? Like he was going anywhere anyway. The guy looked retired. But anyway, as soon as he got in front of me, I just thought the audacity. Like it happened like three lights. This guy was still harboring on to the mere fact that I had the audacity to cut him driving. So I ended up getting in my emotions and started bumping the horn as loud as I could because I wanted, by the way, that's my son's phone, if you hear it in the background. This boy left, off topic, my son left his phone. The alarm has been going on every 30 minutes and he doesn't remember the password. He is not getting that phone until he gives me that password. Nonetheless, so I'm going right in front of this guy who's obviously having road rage, target moi, And then he decides to press on the brakes because he's trying to cause me to press on my brakes because he probably had to, right? So I ended up bumping the horn as loud as I could because I felt like, you know what? If you want to take me there, oh, we could go there. And also I was hoping a cop would stop, which wouldn't have been good for either or of us. But I'm just tired of people getting away with things like that. It's just mind-boggling that this man would not have done what he did had a cop been around. Of course, no cop to be found. So with that said, my point of that is I realized after the fact I was shaking. I had to pull the car over. I tried to take a picture of his license plate, but it was blurry because I was in motion. When I stopped for a second, like maybe 30 minutes after, when I got to the house that I was showing, and mind you, my clients are a few cars over, and they realized this was happening. So it's just unprofessional, one. But two, my clients were concerned more about me, which was nice. Although, I don't know if they're going to be moving forward with the house. They're all over the place. But mere fact is, I realized that I didn't have to get to that person's level. Clearly, this person wanted to bring me to a level they were on. And that is madness. It's the fact that some people are so miserable because of something that happened to them that they didn't like, that they wanted to bring whoever they want with them. Instead of just accepting things that are happening and moving on and enjoying your day. So with that said, whatever happens today, feel grateful and blessed for it, because the fact that it's happening to you doesn't always have to be a negative notation. Sometimes when bad things happen to you, it kind of brings you to a more grounded state, right? Where you can realize like, wow, I'm still alive. Obviously, I'd rather have something better happen to me, but I felt it was a learning curve as a almost 36 years old woman. Finally, in the next 2 weeks, I just realized whatever's happening to me, I just need to be grateful for it. And if I can allow things to happen without me reacting to it, you know, I think that is true, true ecstasy, Nirvana. If that's the word, if I said it right, if I didn't, I'm sorry. Is learning to enjoy the good and the bad. That is the balance of life. So with that, as you breathe in and exhaled and took that in, let's get into it. Let's see how many more minutes I have. Hopefully everything's working. Yep, 8 minutes. Okay, real quick, in a few minutes. Right now, a rapper died, Young Dolph, I believe is his name, got killed in front of outside, I think he was in his car, right? Yeah. Getting cookies outside of a cookie shop. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You know, it's all this beef. I was going to make a TikTok about it, but then I realized I need to study a little bit more about this before I, you know, go on a freaking tantrum on TikTok, which I advise everyone, if you're going to make a video politically on TikTok, right? Make sure you do your homework, because you will be mobbed by the opposers or the oppressors. Shoot. But yeah, he died. He got shot. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing people on TikTok say, yeah, we're going to start a riot. We're going to do this. And I was thinking, what are you guys doing? Listen, you got to stop reacting. The world gives you cheese and you go out there and you get trapped every time. Not everything needs a reaction as far as like an extreme reaction, like a protest or a riot. You know, there are other ways to do it, is what I'm saying. And we're just giving the enemy what they want. You know, you go out there, more people are going to die, more people are going to get hurt, more people are going to get arrested, and the city doesn't like it. We got to stop it. Like, I can't emphasize that more. But nonetheless, you know, what happened to Young Dolph, it's just something that happens, right? In the black community. we are dominating. I say we because I am black, and no matter how you know, much money I make in real estate, no matter how much I come up, no matter where I go, I am attached to my people, which I don't know why some people don't understand. I might be with a white guy, but it don't matter. I am black. Therefore, I am whatever you guys are doing. So that's why I'm so, I guess, driven to make people wake up. We gotta stop reacting. But my thing is this. Homicidal rates are dominating in the black community. I mean, it's just substantial. Look at the statistics. Do yourself a favor. The statistics and numbers don't lie. Or maybe they do. I don't know. But if you look at it, it says basically statistically that we're killing each other in high rates. High rates. You know, only 13% of the population less than actually. Especially when we're mixing. And dominating homicide. I think 30% of the murders. That's double of our headcount. So the fact that Young Dolph died from homicide, it's not really an anomaly, is what I'm saying. When are we going to start fighting back with the 2A? You know, it really goes hand in hand. You know, so many people, black people, are rooting for Kyle Rittenhouse and saying, well, he stuck up for himself. Well, why do you think that? Well, somebody had ran up to me, I would have done something. Well, would you have? Because that's not really a right move. If somebody chases you and throws a bag, that doesn't really warrant you to take their life, you know? I really feel like this Kyle Rittenhouse and this homicidal story right now that's going around, that's a real situation. Young Dolph, rapper, getting killed over what? Titles? He wanted to name himself king of somewhere. I think he's from Chicago or something like that. I don't know every detail, but he was trying to name himself king of his of a town that I guess he lives in, and that wasn't happening. Just a lot of drama wrapped around this rapper, and I just cannot get engulfed in that. So I let people who know all about him. I didn't buy his album. I don't know who he is. I don't even really like rap like that. So I let people that do know, you know, say what they got to say. Okay, we're in 12 minutes. I'll try to get this under 15. But my point is this. We have got to stop reacting. I mean, could you imagine if you were in war? You were in war. And sorry, it's early and I haven't got enough water. And you're in war and the enemy knows your every move. I mean, I just don't understand it. I just don't understand. I just don't understand. We have got to stop as a people. And I'm speaking to my people, black people. We have got to stop telling. You know, like on TikTok, it goes, tell me you're this without telling me. You know what? We need to stop telling them. Okay? Because how are we ever going to be able to come up as a people if we keep biting the cheese that keeps trapping us? Really think about that. With that said, every day you have a choice to be better. Every day you have a choice to do more. And what I challenge anybody that actually finds this podcast is to challenge yourself to learn to embrace all things without reacting to it. I mean, the only thing I want to react to is a good cup of coffee and possibly a cheat meal every now and then. You know, so with that said, you guys have a blessed day. I just pray for everyone right now. Just everyone needs God at this point. Send his angels, Lord. Please send your angels to everyone down here on earth because we are in need of faith. We need the faith again. We have lost it. And speaking in tongues is not helping anyone. Yes, I said it. Whether you feel it's a spiritual gift or not, I don't understand a word you're saying. We need to go back to speaking in clarity, speaking in facts, speaking in love and understanding and empathy. We need to get rid of dividing each other up into left or right or Trump versus Biden. I mean, who cares? I was talking to a girl in the gym. She said, "Oh yeah, I like politics." I said, "Oh good, I have a TikTok on politics. I'm actually pretty well known a little bit." And she said, "Well, what? Tell me. Let's go. Let's do this." Like she was ready to fight me, and I was like, "No, that's really not what debating is supposed to be about. Debating is really just sharing thoughts, sharing facts versus, opinion, not really emotional or, And so she goes, I said, "Listen, I can tell you exactly what type of person you are just by you telling me Trump versus Biden." And I knew before she even said anything, she was like, "Well, Trump." Because she had to give me some like pep talk before she told me. And I was like, okay, Trump. So my thing is this, why would you be that apprehensive to say someone's name? And then they always say, Trump supporters always say this. "Well, I know people don't like him, but I like his policies." Well, how come you don't like the mere fact that he's a crook? I mean, how many people can even get a job with half the things that he's done? Sued by fair housing. Sued by fair housing. How does that freaking happen in real estate? That's like a no-no, right? That is a discrimination thing. He got sued for discriminating for not renting to black people. I mean, that should be enough, right? No, not even close. Having a close friend that had an island with women, young women, girls, little girls, all types of girls on this island. Just being paraded and sold. Can you imagine how this is okay? I just don't understand it. Saying the things that he said about Mexico. Why? Without fixing the DACA situation. And then the deflection, blaming it on Trump. Not Trump, blaming it on Obama. Well, who was our president last year? Didn't fix a dang thing on the border. Actually, he wanted to build a wall and actually created a cult called the MAGA. Then they replaced our American flag, which meant unity, to a very inclusive, not inclusive, I'm sorry, exclusive, I'm sorry, dyslexic this morning mentally, created an exclusive group called the MAGA. Exclusive, exclusive, exclusive. When it should have been inclusive. Unless you're a black person that wants to completely railroad our movements, railroad our agenda, railroad our liberation and freedom. It's kind of amazing to me. Anyway, again, something that's happening, something that I don't really need to react to anymore. I'm going to be out of TikTok jail today. I'm actually excited, but I'm not. Because I'm afraid people are going to be disappointed. Because when I go live tonight and people come to argue with me, I literally have no energy to do it. I am losing my energy to care. And that sucks. But really, it's really liberating because I realize that it's my choice. I don't have to react to you. I don't have to react to this world. I don't have to react to every horn bumped. I don't have to react to any verbal aggression. All I got to do is be still. And you know who told me that? My God. That's right. The secrets are there. You can listen, not listen, but I'm telling you, he ain't never stir me wrong. And you know I ain't never lie. With that said, I'll say my old saying from Dream Makeup, keep dreaming, but most importantly, be still. And check me out on TikTok, The Andrea Show. Yeah. It's pretty interesting stuff that's going on. And sorry about going over the 10 minutes, but you know, I love you.